from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I love Xavier Worthy. 4-2-1, fastest dude ever in the 40-yard dash. Look, I've been on a team with Ted Ginn Jr. before, and I've seen firsthand how speed can affect defenses, how speed can affect safeties. I talked to multiple agents and multiple people at the combine when I was doing my stuff on NFL Network for it. Even before he ran a 4-2-1, he was a first-round receiver. Not only the punt return ability, you can imagine this new kickoff rule, he's going to get some stuff, but you can just throw him a screen like that and like he's gone.
Chase Daniel on Xavier Worthy. Quick note on Worthy for you. The Bills did not practice yesterday. The Chiefs had a practice, and there was a viral moment involving Worthy. It was not one for our viral catch counter. We'll get to that. Jeremy and Joe with you from St. John Fisher. Sun is out again. Nice breezy morning. Like a perfect day to golf. Maybe a little hot. Anyway, practice 9:45 this morning. Then back to Buffalo for the blue and red tomorrow at the stadium. And the Hall of Fame games tonight as well. Bears and Texans in the Hall of Fame game. Tyson Bagent and Davis Mills. The tall quarterback bowl.
Is Tyson Bagent tall? Is Davis Mills tall, or does Davis Mills just have a
long
tall neck?
Is the longest neck, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like Tyson Bagent is tall.
There was a moment where I thought Davis Mills was actually good.
Tyson Bagent is 6'3", so, you know, not that tall by quarterback standards.
The other history between these two teams, Davis Mills threw the pass that altered both of these teams for years to come.
That got Caleb Williams to the Bears.
Yeah. Because, and also got C.J. Well, maybe. They might have taken Stroud first anyway, but you could say it got Stroud to the Texans.
Right.
Because, what was it, week 18, 2 years ago.
Walk-off throw against the Colts.
Yes. A ball that's like a fourth down prayer. It goes through a defender's hands and right into a receiver. And Houston wins that game. How does it go? Then Houston picks second, but Carolina picks first. Maybe that's what it is?
Yeah.
And then Carolina... How did it go? No, the Bears were picking first, and they traded down with Carolina. Okay,
right. Yep.
That's what it is. So the Bears are in first, the first pick, because Houston wins that game with Davis Mills. That allows them to then trade with Carolina, which leads to Caleb Williams.
When you get right down to it, can you believe the Bears got the first overall pick with somebody else's pick?
It's pretty unbelievable.
That happens in your fantasy league, and you're embarrassed.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness, yeah.
And that happened.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to think of another. Is there another? Especially before. You get their pick. You didn't. This isn't a trade up.
No.
Like after the season, like you had that pick before the season, and it was first.
And they picked it first.
Yeah.
If you do, I mean,
hockey, that doesn't happen because GMs are so terrified that everything's lottery protected.
So yesterday, Xavier Worthy went viral. There was an account that tweeted out a Worthy highlight. If you haven't seen it, I'll explain what happened. He did not make a catch that was really impressive. While we played the clip of Chase Daniel talking about how he's so fast, he does this, he does everything. He is, of course, small, and there are very reasonable concerns about his size. So, and you know, can he hold up? All that stuff. So the account that tweeted this out, it was a Patriots fan at camp in Kansas City, wherever their camp is.
Mm-hmm.
And the caption was simply, Xavier Worthy against press. And on this play, Worthy gets, I guess you'd say, chipped or thrown. It's a very strange play because the snap goes to Mahomes, and Worthy gets chucked at the line, knocked off his feet, and then blasted by another player and knocked to the ground. And yeah. It's just like, look at this guy.
Getting thrown around.
Thrown around by two different players, knocked to the ground. Xavier Worthy against press coverage. I wonder if this clip got – this clip might ultimately have had more views than the 62-yard touchdown. It's already at close to 5 million views. Because what happens is everybody sees this and like, oh, time to own the Chiefs. Because Worthy, you know, gets thrown to the ground. He's small, 165 pounds. And while those concerns are legitimate, it made me think of something we saw yesterday here at Bills practice, which is we saw Andy Isabella try to catch a fade pass.
Yeah.
They were
running a fade drill. All the
fade drills. All the receivers were running fade drills, and there's a fade throw to Andy Isabella. Something that will never happen. And while this clip of Worthy getting chucked and thrown around is, you know, relevant, he's probably not going to have to beat press coverage that much. They're going to put him in motion all the time, right? Aren't they going to protect him? But the bigger point is, this clip gets 5 million views. Why? Because it's something you never see. A negative clip from training camp.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
You never see those.
The only other ones I feel like I've seen so far are that Trey Lance has missed a bunch of passes at Cowboys practice.
So here's the thing. Of course there are bad things happening at camps all around the league. It's a lot of highlights, but, you know, guys are dropping balls or throwing picks. We need, as a NFL society, to designate one fan in each market. You know, like you get the Bills backer bar?
Yeah.
Send a Bills fan to every single training camp just sending out the bad stuff from the other teams. Tamp down those expectations. Easy there, Dolphins fans.
Oh.
Remember when the Dolphins a couple years ago had that video where Tua launched a ball in the air and then they edited it?
Yeah.
They edited it
to
make it caught by a player on a different throw?
That happened. Weren't there bad Tua clips that were going around, though, too?
Maybe.
I remember seeing some, like, ducks that he was throwing that were being passed around.
It is just, it's funny. It's camp. A highlight that embarrasses a player is unique. 95% of what is put out is going to be good stuff.
Yes.
But anyway, it is, of course, a reasonable concern for Worthy. Like, he's not that big. He's 165 pounds what he's listed at. That's what Tank Dell got listed at last year.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was okay.
Well, they didn't have him playing X receiver lined up on the line of scrimmage with press coverage, right?
Right.
Like, it's – that was part of the Worthy –
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Calculus of whether he was the guy you wanted or not going into the draft process, which I was always back and forth on. Like, there were... Depending on the day or the week. There were days where he was sounding like the best idea to me. There were other days where I'm like, I don't really want to do that. And part of it was, part of his calculus was you kind of knew he was a certain type of player, a limited player. Like, it was harder to see him becoming your true number one, you know, eventual Diggs replacement guy because of his size. He's someone you just knew you had to use in certain ways.
He's a role player.
Yeah. So you can maximize his strengths and still get amazing production out of him. But that clip, you know, it's not really that meaningful, and he won't be asked to do that, I'm sure. But it is. It does remind me of those times of, oh, yeah, that's why that's why there were weeks I didn't want him to be the Bills pick, because that right there is why he probably can never be like a 150 target top outside boundary receiver. Just too small. 150 pounds.
Yeah, you would think that that's not in the cards for him. But can he be, you know, a weapon that they use in devastating ways? Possibly. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Football season upon us, of course. Olympics rolling as well. Hideki Matsuyama.
Matsuyama.
Off to a great start at the Olympics.
Yes. I like the leaderboard. Just give me some big names near the top. Schauffele chipped in on his first hole for birdie.
That's nice.
And he is 3-under through 6. So I feel like Schauffele is going to be right there. And he has already won a gold medal. Schauffele has.
A gold and two majors.
Two majors and two gold medals. Like, he can, in a very quick amount of time, his resume starts looking a lot better.
Yeah,
Brian said with us yesterday that it's maybe right below the majors. So what do we think
Olympics?
These guys? Is it on, like, players' championship level?
I think it's below the players' championship.
You think these guys would rather, if in an honest moment, they would say they'd rather have a players' championship right now than an Olympic gold medal?
Yes. I think the players' championship is rates higher, yes.
A gold medal, though. An Olympic gold medal, like, it almost doesn't matter what sport you play. You just show up at a bar, like, I have an Olympic gold medal.
I haven't thought this out that far, but
versus I have a players' championship. Like, oh, what's that?
What's a players' championship?
I mean if you're not a huge golf fan, everyone knows what an Olympic gold medal is.
Sure, but if you were a golfer,
yeah.
What would I rather win, a gold medal in golf or the players' championship? The players' championship.
Again, the point I'm trying to make is, like, among the golfing community, the Players' Championship is maybe more impressive or probably more impressive or more meaningful, but in every other walk of life, the gold medal is the cooler thing to have. You go to a business meeting about whatever, and you show up with your gold medal, or I would wear that thing everywhere.
It is worth mentioning that in an individual sport, this is debatable. In basketball, you'd never make the case that Carmelo Anthony winning a gold is more valuable than winning the NBA title.
No.
Right?
Not even close.
I picked him because I know he has gold medals and he never won it was never close.
He's a decorated international Olympian that never won.
So internet, so individual sport versus team sport, that's probably different. What else? Would you rather win an Olympic gold medal in tennis or Wimbledon? I mean, Wimbledon is not the Players' Championship. Wimbledon is, of course, like it, right? There are four majors.
What do I get for Wimbledon? A big plate?
The French Open or a gold medal? Right? The U.S. Open or a gold. If it's tennis, what are you saying? You're saying a major.
How many sports would you say you'd rather have?
The individual sports title than the medal? It's a good question.
For golf, the majors are obviously going to be more impactful. But why is it different for tennis for me right now? Like, Wimbledon should be a yes then. Yes. You'd rather have Wimbledon. You'd rather have the French Open. You'd rather have the Australian. You want the majors. Give me the majors in tennis. Maybe it would be like golf for me. The next thing after the majors would be Olympic gold medal. Because that is the weight that could carry everywhere. I mean, if you win a gold medal and you're a golfer, you have a gold medal in your trophy room, where are you putting it? You can't put that like off to the side. Like, that's got to be centerpiece somewhere. That's got to be the middle of the mantle, hanging somewhere.
It does have to hang.
It has to hang. Unless you put it in like plexiglass or something. Try to get fancy with it.
Doug Ferguson reporting there are 25,000 people at the Olympic golf course today.
Is that a lot for a golf course?
I mean, it's a big crowd for
an
event. Yeah, AP Golf Writer Doug Ferguson, 25,000 people. His guess.
Wow.
He says, for the group, Scotty, Rory, and Ludwig, it was hard to see anything. Not sure I was expecting that.
Yeah. Didn't Ovechkin once say he'd rather win a gold medal than a Stanley Cup? Does that ring a bell?
Isn't okay, but that might be different because if you're an international player, the Stanley Cup represents another country's trophy,
right,
for their league, and you grow up wanting to win the world championship in hockey. In hockey, what's bigger, World Juniors or winning the Memorial Cup? Isn't World Juniors bigger?
World Juniors, I would think. I would think World Juniors. I might have made that up in my head. I thought I remembered that from years ago, but I don't see any reference to it. I'm just doing a quick search. So maybe it never happened. Because I'm sure 99.99999, maybe it's 100% of players would say in the NHL they'd rather win the Stanley Cup.
I don't know. It depends. I mean, it depends
on
your
medal.
It depends on your country. Like,
Darlene would rather win the gold medal? Is that possible?
I feel like I'm thinking about Hasek for this.
Yeah.
Like, there are countries winning it.
I know what you mean. If you don't grow up here, then, like, you probably know the cup.
You still revere the cup, I would imagine.
But you do it to the same degree.
What I'm getting at is, it's kind of like the U.S. in basketball. If you were to offer Jokic the title with the Nuggets or the gold, what would he take?
He wants the horse racing title, of course.
Your country is not known to win gold in an event.
Right.
You win for Serbia, they win the gold medal in basketball. That would be...
Yeah.
I mean, that's international acclaim. That's hero of your country. Like Canada. When Canada wins the gold in hockey, you're supposed to.
Yes.
If you played for... If Thomas Vanek led Austria to gold, it would be different, I think, than if a Canadian player won gold.
All right. I can... Yes,
I don't know.
I'm on board with this.
Anyway.
This makes sense.
Olympic cheddar. It's fun. Sal coming up in about 15 minutes as we get ready for another day of practice here from St. John Fisher. Jeremy and Joe live at Bills training camp on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.